Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. It is day four of the Galway Festival to look forward to, an 8-race card on Thursday. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined by our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
I'm good, mate. Yeah.
And first off, I think congratulations are in order. The Galway plate yesterday landed by the 14-1 shot Road to Riches, who I know was one of your selections on yesterday's podcast. So hopefully our listeners got on that. What did you make of that race yesterday?
Yeah, it was a race that was dominated by Narmid's charge, wasn't it, from start to finish. He never really looked like getting beat, despite going off fairly fast early on. You know, you were thinking, those that have backed it anyway, Shane Shorter got the factions exactly right, but he couldn't have timed it any better, really, to be honest. Jumping beautifully as well all the way through, and nothing else ever got into it or looked like getting into it. Yeah, it was a scintillating performance, and yeah, it was nice to back the winner of the big race. That's twice now that the big race of the day has bailed me out, to be honest, because some of my other selections and other races haven't been so good. But, you know, if you back a 14-1 winner anyway, then at least you're guaranteed of making a profit.
You can never complain at a winner at that price.
Absolutely.
We'll move on then to take a look at Thursday's racing. As I say, 8-race card, sorry, for us on Thursday to look forward to. The first up is the 150. The beginner's chase is 2 miles 6 furlongs the trip, and Armand Zebo leads the betting at 7-4. It's 10-3 for Elegant Statesman, Joe Robb 6-1, Tyler's Cottage 8-1, and 10-1 bar. What are your thoughts on this race?
Yeah, I think Armand Zebo is very much the one to beat here. He's got a rating of 131 over hurdles, and he's a very consistent performer, and seems to always run up to that mark, including on his last two starts when he won very nicely at Listowel in a strongly run handicap, beating a good field. He then went to Killarney the other day, dropping back down slightly in trip, and he only found Giant's Quest too good for him, but he was nicely clear of the rest in probably one of the most competitive and strongly run middle distance handicaps run so far throughout this summer. I think the form of that race is really good, and interesting that he could have probably run this horse perhaps over hurdles this week, Mark O'Horrigan, but he decided to dip his toe into Novice Chase Company. And if you have a look back through his career, he's had three runs in the point-to-point sphere as well, one of which was a winner. So he's got the necessary form over the larger obstacles to sort of cut out the negative of never actually raced under rules over fences. So with Barry Geraghty on board, he's very much the one to beat here. And I think 7-4 is about the right price. I think if he jumps a clear round, he'll win. For those looking for a little bit more interest at a bigger price, maybe Abolitionist could fit the bill, a horse that I've got a little bit of time for, and tipped last time out what it won down in Belliestown. Now, he's obviously got plenty to find on what he's rated over hurdles, only rated 109 compared to Armand Zebo's 131, but we know that Fences is a great leveller, and maybe it might bring the two a lot closer together. He was really impressive last time out down in Belliestown, winning very easily, and his circuit times and sectional times were quite good, so I don't think he's got a chance of outrunning his odds there. And at 20-1, I think Shark Hanlon's charge is probably worth an interest at a big price.
Okay then. Next up is the 220, the next race on the card. Novice Chase, this one over 2 mile and 1 furlong. And Alexis Inouye, who leads the betting at the head of affairs at 1-2. He's chasing a hat trick after wins at Tremore and Kilbeggan. Looks like he'll take all the beating again today.
Yeah, I agree, Sam. Yeah, he beat a good field down in Killarney the other day. Obviously, there was a little bit of carnage at the second last when Stabber Companion Bally Longford brought down Kaelin Anwar, but to be fair, Alexis Inouye was on top at that particular juncture anyway, and you know, he beat Domination fair and square, proving that he stays beyond 2 miles as well. Up to then, all his best form has been around the minimum trip. So this 2 mile 1 on a stiff track with his sound jumping pretty much assured, I think you know, he's likely to take this race. He's not obviously anyone's bargain at 1-2. But the rest of the opposition probably just don't look good enough for his class. USA, for instance, he's a nice horse, but he's run round here four times before and he hasn't really shone like he does around sharper tracks, flatter tracks like Roscommon and Ballinrobe. So I'd have my doubts about USA. Perhaps Back to Baloo could give those that want to take on the favourite a bit of fun. At least we know Colin McBratney's charge will probably bounce off in front. And as we saw with Road to Riches yesterday, horses that attack the fences around here at Galway and get into a good rhythm can be quite difficult to peg back. So I'll see Back to Baloo leading this field along at a merry dance. He'll probably lead to halfway up the run-in when Alici Inouye's stamina will probably kick in and he might outrun him in the closing stages. But maybe either Back to Baloo in a forecast or without the favourite could be the answer in that 220.
OK, then, fair enough. Next up is the 3 o'clock, 1 mile handicap this one. And I couldn't help but be drawn to this horse, Strator, who is second in the betting at 6-1. Second on no fewer than her last 5 races. Never been beaten by more than a length and 3/4 as well. Second again today, certainly in the betting, 6-1 shot behind Northern Rock, the 4-1 favourite. Can she finally get her nose in front today?
I hope so, because I've backed her as well this morning. I think you've been reading my script, Sam, to be honest. I think she's got a great chance. Certainly going to be in the frame, isn't she, again? I mean, you look at her consistent record. She hardly ever, runs a bad race. And I don't think there's anything wrong with her sort of resolution. It's just a style of running, if you like, that allows her to perhaps not win a race. And that's why it keeps finishing second, because she does come from off the pace. And you're always a bit of a hostage to fortune in strongly run mile handicaps in a big field. And that's very much been the tail of the tape in the last 3 or 4 runs. But it was a brilliant run here the other night at Galway, over 7 furlongs behind Surreal. She had a bad draw to start off with. She was towards the rear of the field coming down the hill, but she absolutely flew home. And her sectional times as well from 4 out were, up to now, the fastest I've got of any horse running on the round track here at Galway. So she's got to go close here tonight. She's got a slightly better draw. Gary Halpin takes the ride. He's already ridden the winner here at the festival. And plain and simply, Strator has just got to be in the first 3, or the first 4, because obviously there's 4 places on offer. So that's definitely my strategy, along with you, Sam. I think Strator is definitely the one each way in the 3rd race.
OK, then Strator, the selection for Andy in that one. Next up on the card is the 3:40 Filly Stakes 7 furlong listed contest, this one. And we have a short price favourite in Tested, who is the 11-10 on market leader for Dermot Weld and Pat Smullen. And they teamed up to have a short price winner in this race last year when Yellow Rosebud came home as the even money favourite. Can they repeat the trick with Tested?
Yeah, I mean, it looks as though she's been specifically targeted at this contest. Dermot Weld obviously had a tremendous start to the week. And the bandwagon looks like continuing here with this filly by Selkirk, who's run 3 times over 7 furlongs and on every single occasion has landed the prize. On her most latest visit to a racecourse, she won the Owenstown Stud Contest, a similar race to this, in pretty convincing fashion. That was at Nace back in the early part of June. If you look at the form of that race, well, it reads pretty well. We've had 2 subsequent winners in the shape of Giovanni Baldini and Ansgar, who's finished 3rd. And Beyond Brilliance has also come out and won out of that race. So very strong form. The time in the race is good. And the number that she produced also back at Garran early on in the season, very good. Obviously, the stiff mile on soft ground at the Curragh just tested her to the limit in the Irish 1000 Guineas. But that's Group 1 form. She's now in listed company. Reasonable draw. But whichever way you strip this race down, she's the best horse in the race. And anything around about even money should be rewarded in that 7 furlong contest for fillies.
Okay, then Tested, the one to go with there. Then available at 10-11 this morning with William Hill. Next up is the 4:15 novice hurdle. This over 2 mile and 4 furlong, and we have joint favourites in this race: Grand Invasion and Pink Hat, both available at 3-1. Bit of money for the second favourite, Desert Moor Stream, clipped in from 5s to 4s this morning. Can you separate the two favourites here?
It's an interesting race here. I must admit, I don't know enough about Grand Invasion really to get heavily involved in that particular horse. At the price, obviously, Stuart Crawford's charge has been well back this morning, and Barry Geraghty being booked to ride, connections clearly fancy their chances following that horse's 2 smooth wins in bumpers. But I'd sooner go with the tried and trusted formula of backing horses who've been running well in hard knocking handicaps. And the one that stands out to me here is Desert Moor Stream, who's been in fantastic form throughout the last year. He hardly ever runs a bad race. He stays well. He's got a good cruising speed. He won at Punchestown the last time we saw him in decent fashion. And he ran on the flat the other day, indicating that perhaps a spin here at Galway was in the back of Connection's mind when he finished 5th behind Tigris River in a strongly run race down in Killarney. And I just really like him. He's just one of those horses I'm always drawn to. And we can back him each way this morning. He's ran about 4-1, 9-2. it's hard to see this horse not being in the shake-up Desert Moor Stream. So Desert Moor Stream in the 4.15, decent each way bet is the way I'm going there.
OK then, fair enough. Move on then to the 4.55, the Galway Handicap Hurdle. This one ran over 2 miles, a 23 runner field, and this looks one of the tougher races of the day. Favourite is Thomas Edison. The charge of AP McCoy just eased this morning from 9-2 to 5-1. There's also money for number 7, Ronak. He's 12s from 16s. Where do you see this race going?
Yeah, it's a tough old contest, this, as you'd expect for the money, €150,000 in the pot. You know, the usual suspects at the top of the market, Tony Martin, Gordon Elliott, trainers that have won this race before. They've got the first two in the betting in the shape of Thomas Edison and Bayern, respectively. I think Thomas Edison has got every chance of running better than he did in this race last year, when he only finished 11th when strongly fancied, largely due to the fact that the ground's much quicker on this occasion than it was 12 months ago. He had a really good warm-up the other day with a smooth wind down at the Curragh on the flat, and horses like Peaks who were in behind. Tony McCoy's been booked. He'll have to do well to get down to 10-6, and that wasting might reap rewards. Bayan is another one high up on the shortlist, third in the Coral Cup. Had a nice spin down in Lippertstown the other day when he came from last to first. He's run well on the flat here as well before. He was second to Curly Bill here last year, so he ticks a lot of boxes. However, they have been chalked up at their respective price in the market. They've been well found by the bookmakers and punters alike. And for those searching for a little bit of value in a much bigger odds, maybe Darwin's Fox fits the bill. I like the way this horse has been campaigned for this race by Henry de Bromhead. He steadily brought him along nicely. He ran well here last year at the Galway Festival, when finishing second on the flat. And then he won on the Sunday over fences. He's been in good form over hurdles of late. He finished second to Simenon in the Grimes Hurdle down in Tipperary. He's got a good cruising speed. We know he goes well at the track, and we know that the stable's in good form as well, because Beckwith Star won for the de Bromhead camp the other night. So at 12-1, I think Darwin's Fox is definitely worth a few quid each way. And I'm also going to have to back Take Your Cap Off as well, a horse that I napped here the other night. Unfortunately, got an absolute horror run through in the hands of Joseph O'Brien, and even though he finished 14th of 18, it doesn't really tell the whole story. He never saw any daylight at all, and basically just finished on the bridle, came home without having a run. So connections have obviously, you know, decided to do the right thing and let her take a chance again. She's got absolutely no weight on her back today, and, you know, if it's a strongly run race, which it usually is, then Take Your Cap Off hopefully will be finishing stronger than most. So at 25-1, she's also worth a little bit of interest. So that's why I'm going to play the race. I'm going to avoid the front two in the market and back Darwin's Fox each way at 12-1 and Take Your Cap Off each way at a huge 25-1.
OK, then, couple of selections against the field there for Andy. And he's in good company with Darwin's Fox, with a few people liking that one on our tip advisor this morning with William Hill. Next up is the 5.35, 1 mile, 4 furlong handicap, this one. Pirate Cove is at the head of affairs. She stayed on well over 1 mile, 2. So we'll probably appreciate the step up in trip here, Andy.
Yeah, this is my nap of the day, nap of the week. Anyone who's listened to William Hill Radio or podcasts I've done, I've highlighted Dermot Wells' Pirate Cove as the strongest advice I could offer this week, basically because she comes out of that race which has worked out incredibly well down in Leopardstown, and I think Dermot Wells basically mapped her out for this race ever since. That run behind Panama Hat, who's won 3 subsequent races, has obviously been advertised on more than one occasion. That horse is now rated at 92, Andrew Oliver's Panama Hat. The third horse, Spring Focus, who I tipped here yesterday, finished second at the Galway Festival, managed to run off a mark of 79. And Metzigornio as well, Mickey Halford's charge, also ran in that race. That's one off a higher mark. This horse is only rated 67. Was running against a horse who was rated 92, so he's incredibly well handicapped. I think this is a really weak race as well. I think she'll stay the trip, no problem. In fact, I think she's been crying out for this trip a mile and a half, so the draw won't matter too much, being in drawn in stall 12. Hopefully all Pat Smullen's got to do is just get this horse into a good position, keep it out of trouble, and surely she must win this race today. She just looks so well handicapped and teed up for the race perfectly. So Pirate Cove, it'll be an absolute disaster for the holding funds if this doesn't manage to win today.
OK, and Pirate Cove, strongly fancied by Andy, that one for the ever-impressive Dermot Weld. Last race on the card is the 6.05, on the level this one, 2 mile, 2 furlongs to trip. Clondor Farmer is your market leader at 13-8, and he looked handy over the trip at Leopardstown in April, beat him by just a length and a half that day. Is he going to find it easier today?
Yeah, you'd like to think so, wouldn't you, Sam? This looks Clondor Farmer's for the taking here. That champion point-to-point race has always thrown up plenty of good winners in the past, and I think this year's renewal was no exception. The winner Free Expression was very strongly fancied that particular day for the Gordon Elliott team and got the job done well. But Clondore Farmer gave favourite backers one or two heart palpitations in the latter stages. He made the favourite pull out all the stops and he only got beat by a length. You know, there was a good spread of horses that were well fancied back in the ruck, and obviously the Shark Hanlon's had this race on his mind ever since. He's booked Paddy Mullins as well, and I think that's also interesting that Paddy obviously could have ridden perhaps one of Dermot, Willie Mullins's, and it's amazing that Willie Mullins hasn't got a runner in this race. Perhaps he's obviously aware that Shark Hanlon really fancies this, and his son Paddy's going to ride this horse in the race, so there's no point entering one. That's my thought process behind selecting Clondore Farmer anyway. And he's obviously been priced up accordingly, around about 13-8 with William Hill, but I think he actually could start a bit shorter than that once punters get really stuck into this horse. So Clondore Farmer has got the best form, and hopefully we'll send home favourite backers happy in the last.
OK, then, that's Andy's selection in the Lucky Last then from Galway. If you could just remind us, please, of your selections for the fourth day of the festival.
Yeah, we'll do, Sam. Yeah, it starts off in the first race with Abolitionist. I just think he's a big prize. Obviously, the favourite's the one to beat, Arman Zebo. But 20-1 for Shartland's Charge might well reward small each-way bet. Alucci Inwai looks the beat, one to beat in the 220. Maybe back to Baloo for those that like to play Forecastle without the favourite. One of the strongest bets on the card anyway at the prices is definitely Shreetor, who ran its absolute face off here the other night and is surely going to be there or thereabouts again. In the 340, I think the Dermot Weld bandwagon will continue to roll in the right direction. We tested. 415, Desimore Stream has been running really well of late. Looks a good each-way bet in that conditions hurdle. On to the big race, the Galway hurdle. And my two suggestions against the field would be Darwin's Fox each-way at 12-1 and Dan, the foot of the weights, Take Your Cap Off, who should run a lot better than she did here the other night. Manapa the day. Manapa the whole meet in his Pirate Cove in the 3:35. I'll absolutely be devastated if that doesn't win. And in the final race, Clondore Farmer represents Shark Hanlon. It's got the best form. Hopefully will prove its position in the market is correct.
OK, then, fantastic. Thanks for your selections there. And you can join Andy on William Hill's Racing Radio in the company of Craig Forsyth and Chris Pimlott from 1:40pm today for all of the day's action. Thanks for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again later.
Yeah, pleasure, Sam. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.